Back now with Day to Day. U.S. markets are closed today for the Martin Luther King holiday. Starting tomorrow, though, there's going to be a lot of activity. Lots of fourth quarter profit reports from corporations, plus the latest figures on housing and inflation. Marketplace's Tess Figland is here with us. Tess, let's start with inflation. What are analysts expecting from the Consumer Price Index?
Well, last Friday, the government released the producer price index, and that's what manufacturers and stores are paying for the goods that they sell, and it jumped 5.4% last year. So most economists are expecting that we'll see a bump in the consumer numbers on Wednesday, mostly because of the spike in energy and gas prices. And that presents something of a dilemma for the Federal Reserve, which, of course, signaled at its last meeting that it might be taking a breather from these interest rate hikes that we've seen the last couple of years. Hugh Johnson is the chief economist at First Albany.
The real issue for them is, will the rise in energy prices spread through to the rest of the economy? We still have to be vigilant. We still have to keep a so-called tight grip on things, and that's particularly true now.
And Johnson is predicting that the CPI is going to show an increase of between 0.4 and 0.6% for December. Again, we'll find out on Wednesday.
Okay, what about housing starts? Are we still waiting for the dreaded drop in new home sales?
Yeah, that's really been the question for the past couple of years now. And most economists will tell you that we are seeing some softening in the housing market, although it's really more of a slowing of the red-hot growth than an actual slowdown. The consensus forecast is that we will see a decline in housing starts for December, but not to the extent that it'll show a real break in either home sales or the price of homes.
Okay, finally, corporate earnings season. Lots of big-name companies reporting how they did in the last quarter of last year. What is Wall Street expecting?
Well, we do have lots of big names issuing their quarterly reports this week. Tomorrow, we have Intel, Yahoo, and IBM, among others. On Wednesday, Apple Computer, eBay, Southwest Airlines, and a couple of banks. And later this week, Motorola, Merrill Lynch, and GE. Now, Hugh Johnson says Wall Street is expecting the growth rate of earnings to ease off a bit.
A little bit of a slowdown, of course, is in part because of the impact, some impact, of Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Rita, slowing of the economy somewhat that we saw. But we're going to watch energy very, very closely. What happened with the rise in energy price? What's going to be the impact on energy stocks?
And he says technology stocks are going to be another bellwether. And with all those names I mentioned earlier, this is the week to be watching those earnings reports. And later today on Marketplace, the first of our week-long broadcasts live from China. Today we're looking at the pace of that country's growth.
All right. Thank you, Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.